Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. The fall festivities are upon us. There's so many things going on across the state. One that caught my eye is happening at the Roaring Acres Alpaca Farm. And joining me this morning is Lori Minch to talk about that. She's the marketing director for the Roaring Acres Alpaca Farm. Lexi, thank you for joining me this morning. How are you doing?
Well, how are you?
We're doing excellent. So I was perusing the internet. I came across some of the events that you guys having coming up. We'll get to that. But tell me a little bit about Roaring Acres Alpacas.
Yeah, so Roaring Acres Alpacas, we've had alpacas since about 2013. We have over 100 at this point. We also have many horses, many donkeys, ducks, chickens, a pig, just quite a lot of farm critters. And we've been open to the public for about a year now, and we do events throughout the year, usually more geared towards children, but some adult events as well.
So now, you know, alpacas aren't exactly a native species to Connecticut, New England area, but they've grown tremendously in popularity lately. What do you think caused that?
I just think because they're super unique. Alpacas and llamas, they're same part of the family. They're part of the camelid family. So I just think they're getting more popular because people are just looking at cute pictures of them. There's been some viral videos of like different haircuts that they've gotten, and it's like little mullets. And I think just, it's something to laugh at. People enjoy them, and they're just very funky critters.
I was saying, is there something that, you know, peculiar about just raising them here in New England? Are they fans of the cold, or?
They actually do prefer the cold. During the winter, like, part of the year, we tend to increase our hours, which I know for farms is kind of peculiar, but they do like the cold because they're native to Peru, so they enjoy the cold. When it's snowing, that's when they're at their happiest. So, yeah, it's definitely the winter months are definitely a great time to visit us.
That's interesting. And where is Roaring Acres Alpacas?
We're located at 685 Hale Street in Suffield.
All right.
So right by the airport.
And it's roaringalpacas.com. And one of the events that caught my eye coming up October 23rd from 10 to 3 with the rain date of the 24th of October is the Fall Farm Festival. What's going on for that?
Lots of stuff is going on. So first off, we're going to have about 30 vendors. They're crafters, food vendors, just a variety of things. We're also going to have trick-or-treating opportunities for kids. So throughout the day, there will be different spots that are allotted for different children to come walk up. Bringing their own bag is suggested since we only have a limited supply of bags. But if they come prepared to trick-or-treat, we'll have about 10 different spots set up around the farm for them to grab some candy. Some of the vendors will also be providing candy, so it's like additional little trick-or-treating spots. And then we'll have a costume contest and different kind of games like guess how much candy's in the jar, different fun activities like that.
Now, do you have a list of some of those vendors that are showing up that day to kind of get people's appetites going?
So there is one woman, her name is Rosa, and she has a business called One of a Kind Rose, and she does handcrafted jewelry and wood-burned art. We also have different things. So we do bath bombs. There's a man coming, most are local, but some are from out of state as well, he has a bike shop, so he's going to bring some bikes in, bike clothes, candles, different kind of clothing, just a bunch of different stuff. And then we have a food truck coming who's doing burgers, hot dogs, just different kind of items like that as well.
That's excellent. I mean, people are wanting to get out, and this is the time of year when, you know, as New Englanders, we're getting out and enjoying the cool weather after whatever happened this summer or spring, what we're going to go with. But just getting outdoors, you know, how is the community and how have people responded to the event? Is there like an earning to get out and do things again up there?
Absolutely. People have been loving our events this past year because it's an outdoor event. Everything we do is outdoors, so it's a great time to get outside, spend some time with the family. We have about 33 acres of property, so it's a lot of space to spread out, bring your picnic blanket, just kind of hang out, watch the animals. People are definitely itching to get outside and do stuff, so we think this is a great, safe activity for everybody to join in on.
And that's, you know, quite, with the animals on the farm, do they, I don't know if you can tell this, but do they get lonely when people are not visiting? How have they been over the past year and a half?
So days were open. You could, like, they can sense it almost when we're setting up to get ready for opening. It's like they start to, like, inch their way towards the gate where they know people come through. We also provide food for people to feed the animals with. So once they see the little brown bags we give them, they are all over everybody, super excited. And when we're closed, you can tell they're like, can I please have some food, like extra food today? Like, I want some visitors, please.
So now with the Fall Farm Festival, is there a registration or a fee? How do people, you know, get some information about that? What should they expect?
I have a Facebook event created. And it's also on our website, roaringacresalpacas.com. There is no registration. It's a free event. The only thing we did have a pre-registration for was some of the trick-or-treating spots just to guarantee it because it can be limited. Mm-hmm. But that has passed at this time, so now it's going to be walk-ups. But anybody's welcome to come. They don't need to pre-register or anything like that. They can just show up. If we have to move it to the rain date, I'll be posting that online as well. But yeah, they can come, join in on the fun. They don't need to let us know they're coming or anything like that.
Okay, that's excellent. And one of the things I'm looking, you know, coming up ahead in December, actually late November also, but we'll be in touch with this one. Santa at Roaring Acres Alpacas. Now, does he come in on, like, instead of reindeer, does he ride some alpacas in? Or
I wish we could pull that one off. He has a sleigh that he comes in on, and he hangs out with the alpacas. Last year, we had him, Santa Claus, visiting for a few days out of the year, and it was a really great event. We took pictures. Santa loved being with the farm animals. And yeah, it was just an amazing event. And we're having it, I believe it's 5 days this year. So one day in November and then a few days in December where he'll be visiting again.
So now you said the hours do change with this season. What are the hours for the farm right now? And do people need to call or is there an appointment needed? Or
right now we're open Wednesdays from 1 to 4. Fridays from 11 to 1:30 p.m. and then Saturdays from 12 to 4 p.m. They don't need a reservation during those hours. They can just come on by and we'll have staff available for them. The farm festival, obviously the hours are going to be extended from 10 to 3 p.m. And then we're going to be reassessing our winter hours. So typically we change our hours from around Thanksgiving to Christmas. So it's more time for people to come visit the animals. Like I said, it's their favorite time of year. And it's also, we have a boutique on site with a bunch of the alpaca products, and it's one of the warmest types of clothing you could wear. So it's a great time to get some gifts and check out the items we sell in our boutique.
Because I was going to say, you know, you think of a traditional farm, you know, cows or dairy or animals, pigs, chickens, there's what does the alpacas farm provide? Like, what can people go there? Like you said, their clothing, but is there anything else alpacas are known for, or is their fur good enough?
In my opinion, their fur is good enough. Like I said, they all have different personalities. So we let people go into the pasture with them, feed them, walk around with them. It's a really awesome time. The younger, like, baby small ones are what people tend to prefer because they're a little less intimidating. So people get to walk around with all the female and baby alpacas. But yeah, their fiber is super, super nice, keeps you warm in the winter. So in terms of production and like what we use the animals for, they're our pets, but they're also very good for producing different products for our boutique.
Well, that's excellent because, like I said, winter's coming. It's going to get cold, I hope. I'm a fan of the winter, so maybe I'm part alpaca. I love the winter. I am not a fan of the heat, and I can totally see that. The alpacas have a beautiful, lovely fur coat, so I'm assuming they're big fans of the cold also. And this is something I think everyone should check out. Alpacas are, I'm looking at the website, the cutest little alpaca face looking at me, and the farm covered in snow. Roaring Acres Alpacas. It's in Suffield. The website, roaringacresalpacas.com. Lexi Minch, the marketing director of Roaring Acres Farm, joining me this morning. We're talking about the Fall Farm Festival. Things happen all across Connecticut. Get out to, if it's a local farm, a local venue, something going on, bring the family. Lexi, thank you for joining me this morning. Is there anything else you want to, you know, let people know to kind of get them anticipating to come down on the 23rd?
We're just super excited for everybody. It's going to be a really amazing event. Lots of vendors, different things. It's just a very unique opportunity to get out and see the farm animals as well as shop at the vendor fair. So we hope to see everybody there, and thank you for having me on today.
Oh, not a problem. It's things like this and all these great festivals and activities that go on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.